Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. High temperatures reach up to 65. Today, under partly cloudy skies, easterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tonight, lows around 29. A mix of rain and some snow possible at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 70. Mid-70s Wednesday with a chance of thunderstorms. Much cooler Thursday with highs in the upper 60s and scattered showers. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 42.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, Max Dutton. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. Kansas lawmakers returned to the Capitol this week to consider overriding vetoes from Governor Laura Kelly. The veto session is set to begin Thursday and run through Friday at the State House in Topeka. A fraternity at the University of Kansas faces discipline over hazing and violating university conduct. The university removed Alpha Tau Omega as a campus-affiliated organization through spring of 2031. This means it can't recruit new members or be affiliated with the university in any capacity. Students and staff from Wichita State will ring the closing bell this afternoon at the New York Stock Exchange. Over a dozen people from Wichita State will take part in today's ceremony, meant to celebrate 100 years of Wichita State's Barton School of Business. In Wichita, I'm Max Dutton, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Your KQNK News is being brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all your chemical and fertilizer needs. One person was injured in an accident just before 11 a.m. Sunday in Gove County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2008 Chevy Equinox driven by Cheyenne Jackson, 26, of Aurora, Colorado, was westbound on Interstate 70 just east of County Road 22. The SUV veered into the median, the vehicle returned to the road, and the driver overcorrected into the far right lane, and it sideswiped a 2023 Freightliner semi driven by Heather Boyd, 36, of Monet, Missouri. After impact, the SUV driver overcorrected left, and the vehicle entered the median sideways, struck the guardrail, and rolled. EMS transported Jackson to the Logan County Hospital in Oakley. Two passengers, aged 3 and 4, were properly restrained and not injured. Boyd was also not injured, according to the KHB. Former Kansas Supreme Court Justice Evelyn Wilson has died following a battle with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. She passed away Saturday. Wilson served in the state's highest court from 2020 until July of 2025, when she stepped down after receiving her diagnosis. In a statement released on behalf of the Kansas Supreme Court, Chief Justice Eric Rosen said Wilson faced her illness with optimism and courage. He described her as a deeply principled individual whose strong faith and dedication to the law were reflected throughout her career as an attorney, judge, and justice. He also noted her commitment to advocating for those in need and ensuring fairness in the legal system. Wilson was appointed to the Kansas Supreme Court by Governor Laura Kelly in 2019. Prior to that, she served for 15 years as a judge in Shawnee County District Court, including 5 years as chief judge. A native of Smith Center, Wilson graduated from Bethany College in Lindsberg and earned her law degree from Washburn University in Topeka. She practiced law in both Topeka and Northwest Kansas before beginning her judicial career. Colleagues say she was known for treating everyone in her courtroom with respect and ensuring her decisions were clear, thoughtful, and fair. In Nebraska news, multiple crews are fighting a grass fire near Road 776 and 421, or Cozad Road, that was reported Sunday afternoon. Gothenburg, Cozad, Callaway, and O'Connor Fire Departments responded. Lexington and Arnold were also called to provide mutual aid. Troopers with the Nebraska State Patrol have rescued a subject of an Amber Alert from Wisconsin and arrested the person sought in connection with the abduction. Saturday afternoon, NSP received information that a vehicle associated with an Amber Alert, which had been issued in Wisconsin for 8-year-old Irene Lentz, was believed to be driving in Nebraska. Troopers in eastern Nebraska were able to locate the suspect vehicle as it was traveling westbound on Interstate 80 west of Gretna. The vehicle was a Buick Terraza, exited an I-80 at the Greenwood Interchange at mile marker 420, and turned northbound onto Highway 63. Troopers performed a traffic stop on the vehicle and discovered that the driver was the suspect wanted in connection with the Amber Alert. Irene Lentz and her mother Betty Lentz were also in the vehicle. The driver, Joseph Nickpon, 44, was arrested without incident and has been lodged in the Cass County Jail. Irene Lentz was taken into protective custody, and Betty Lentz was taken into custody for questioning by authorities from Wisconsin. I'll be back with more news after this.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has allowed a bill loosening academic requirements for college nursing faculty to become law without her signature. Senate Bill 334 was promoted by lawmakers as a way to address the state's ongoing nursing shortage by expanding the pool of qualified instructors and increasing opportunities for students to enter nursing programs. While allowing the bill to take effect, Kelly expressed concerns about lowering educational standards for nursing educators. She indicated that reducing those requirements could weaken the level of academic training and leave future nurses less prepared to meet the standards of care expected by Kansas. Under the current rules, the Kansas Board of Nursing generally requires faculty members to hold a graduate degree in nursing, though a Bachelor of Science in Nursing may be accepted in limited situations. The new law prevents the board from requiring instructors to hold credentials more than one level higher than the degree being pursued by their students. Individual nursing programs will still have the option to set higher standards if they choose. Supporters of the legislation say the change could help expand the workforce by increasing the number of instructors, allowing more students to enroll and complete nursing programs. However, some lawmakers raised concerns that lowering faculty requirements could ultimately impact patient care. Emphasizing the importance of maintaining high standards for those training future nurses. Kansas drivers will soon face new restrictions on cell phone use in certain high-risk areas after Governor Laura Kelly signed new legislation aimed at improving road safety. House substitute for Senate Bill 366 prohibits drivers from using a cell phone while traveling through school zones and construction zones. The law is designed to reduce distracted driving and protect children, pedestrians, and road workers. Under the new law, drivers who violate the rule will initially receive a warning citation beginning July 1st of 2027. Violations will carry a $60 fine. The measure also allows certain lighting to be used in vehicles and trailers involved in highway construction and maintenance, helping increase visibility and safety in work zones. Lawmakers say distracted driving continues to be a major cause of crashes and fatalities across Kansas, and limiting cell phone use in these areas is a step toward reducing preventable accidents. In addition to the cell phone measure, the governor signed several other bipartisan bills into law These include legislation related to public safety planning for large events, court funding, agriculture property management, public records, municipal lease agreements, and new licensing requirements for physician's assistants and speech-language pathology assistants. Supporters say the new laws aim to strengthen safety, improve oversight, and address workforce and infrastructure needs across the state. On the menu today at Northern Valley Schools, lunch will be Parmesan chicken, breadsticks, vegetable, fruit, and milk. That's what's on the menu today at Northern Valley Schools. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your weather's being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. Today's forecast is mostly sunny with a high near 65, breezy with an east wind at 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts as high as 35. This evening, partly cloudy with a low around 29, breezy with an east wind 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. Tomorrow, there is a chance of rain and snow showers before 9 a.m., then a chance of rain showers between 9 and 11. Mostly cloudy with a high near 70, east winds around 15 miles per hour becoming south in the afternoon. The chance of precipitation is 40% with little or no snow accumulation expected. Tomorrow evening is partly cloudy with a low around 45, breezy with a south wind 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30. Wednesday, there is a chance of showers between 1 and 4 p.m., then again after 4. Mostly sunny with a high near 75, south wind around 15 miles per hour, gusts could get as high as 30. The chance of precipitation is at 30%. Wednesday evening, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers likely after 10 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 42. The chance of precipitation is at 70%. I'll be back with more weather after this.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Friday, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy with a high near 63. The chance of precipitation is at 60%. Saturday, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy with a high near 75 and breezy. The chance of precipitation is still 70%. Saturday, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy with a low around 50. The chance of precipitation is at 60%. Sunday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 81. Currently at the Norton Airport, it is fair conditions, 39 degrees. The humidity is at 70%. The wind is out of the east at 15 miles per hour. Barometric pressure is at 30.29, and the wind chill is 31 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Buzzer beater savings are here. Now through April 30th, take your shot with rates as low as 5.25% APR on vehicles 2015 or newer, with terms up to 72 months. So don't wait. Call, stop in, or apply today to score big with United Northwest Federal Credit Union today. Terms and conditions apply. United Northwest Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Kansas women's basketball senior guard Elle Evans stole the show with three titles during the 37th annual State Farm College Slam Dunk and Three-Point Championships on Friday night at Hinkle Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. Evans teamed with Purdue's Fletcher Lawyer and Portland State's Jalen Henderson to win the Pedigree Team Shootout, then added victories in the Celsius Women's Three-Point Championship and Skechers Battle of Champions to headline the night. Her team won the Team Shootout in 38.1 seconds, more than 20 seconds faster than the other two teams. In the Celsius Women's Three-Point Championship, Evans tied with Lee Volker of Marquette with the best first-round score of 19, advancing to the semifinals alongside Shay Sizekel of Indiana and Ayanna Moore of Notre Dame, who both scored 17. Evans then raised her total to 22 in the semifinals and repeated that mark in the final to hold off Sizekel and claim the title. And that's how Evans ends her collegiate career. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer DuPont.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hi, I'm Sean Hoosier, an on-farm food animal veterinarian at K-State. At the Kansas State University Veterinary Health Center, we provide both specialty and primary health care services for your livestock. Whether your farm is large or small, we have the resources and personnel to respond and care for individual animals, herd health, or emergencies. Our team of experts can tailor herd health plans and find solutions to any existing challenges. To schedule an appointment, call 785-532-5700.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.